This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Across the world, there's a dramatic airplane pilot shortage. North America will need over 200,000 new pilots in the next two decades, according to Boeing. But as the demand for pilots keeps growing, the number of women in the industry has not, except locally, as IPR's Bronte Cook reports.
Give it a second.
Jesse Martin starts the engine on a single-propeller plane at Northwestern Michigan College. The skies are clear and the plane is ready for takeoff. But right now, it's a little too windy to fly.
This is our attitude indicator. This is our heading indicator. This gives us.
Martin is an aviation student and flight instructor at NMC. If the weather cooperates, she'll be lifting off for a night fly across the city in just a few hours.
The runways and the cities and everything are so beautiful when they're all lit up at night.
Martin grew up in Leelanau County. When she was 14, she shadowed a local pilot and flew in a plane for the very first time.
And he's like, who's never flown? And I'm like, I've never been in a plane. He put me up in the front with him, and I fell in love.
But she ended up becoming a zookeeper instead. It wasn't until she was in her 40s and had moved back to the area that she turned to aviation. 50 years ago in the U.S., women made up 1% of commercial pilots. Today, it's 6%.
Women overall, we're definitely an untapped resource. Yeah, the field is opening up, but when we're out there flying, even in the office, it's mostly guys.
But even with the guys, numbers are shrinking. Faye Malarkey Black is the president of the Regional Airline Association. She says pilot shortages are happening because lots of pilots are retiring, and it's getting harder to get a license. Plus, more passengers are traveling around the world, increasing the demand for aviators.
We are obviously facing a really big problem.
Malarkey Black says many airlines and flight schools have added financial and lifestyle benefits to attract pilots, and they've started recruiting more aggressively.
Regionals and mainlines all have targeted recruiting that aim to make the flight deck look a lot more like the cabins and the customers that we serve.
Which includes more women pilots. The aviation program at NMC is not doing that. They're not specifically recruiting women pilots. But somehow, the number of women in their program is double the national average. Alex Bloy is the director of the program.
You know, the more women that we ended up enrolling, the more inspiration we had for the next generation. People want to see themselves in that population. They want to be inspired.
Looking at the program, it's like, okay, it's not all guys, so that made it more comfortable for me personally.
That's NMC aviation student Jesse Martin again.
It's nice to have other women that we can, you know, talk to and relate to and say, how did you overcome this challenge?
Opportunities for female pilots to connect are growing. There are nonprofits that provide scholarships and host conferences and closed Facebook groups where they can talk privately about things, like how to dress for the job when most pilot outfits are tailored for men, or childcare options while pursuing a travel-oriented career. And sometimes, female pilots bond through long-lasting traditions.
Blaine County Traffic Classic Racer 30, turning left onto Taxiway Charlie.
That's the sound of a radio call from Martin's plane during the Air Race Classic last month. A race just for women. Martin competed in the race with fellow NMC aviation student Hannah Beard. They flew 2,600 miles in the single-propeller plane.
Classic Racer 30, clear of the runways on Taxiway Charlie.
Women's air racing began 90 years ago when 20 female pilots, including Amelia Earhart, flew cross-country.
It's really great to be doing something that so many other women have done before us.
This year, over 100 female pilots competed in the race. Martin's team was the first from NMC, and they came in 15th place. For Points North, I'm Bronte Cook.